guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Night of Man. And I have the man and the brains behind the game. I have Mark here with me today. How's it going, Mark?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about Night of Man. What is it all about?
Well, Night of Man is about a desperate time. The aliens have invaded Earth. As a matter of fact, they conquered it. They won the battle. It's all done. That didn't sound like a lot of fun, huh?
So, tell us a little bit how the game mechanics. Tell us a little bit how the gameplay is and what people can expect when they play this game.
Sure. The catch to it is the aliens have won the battle, and this is maybe about a year, year and a half after they've invaded, and the remnants of the Earth's militaries are rising up to fight. You could say it's a guerrilla action, but it's not what we would always consider a guerrilla action. It's a card-driven game, and I'm sure that people that listen to the show understand what that means, and that the actions that take place on the board in front of you are driven by cards. So it's not that it's a card-only game. It's not like a deck-building game or something like that. But a game where the play of the cards dictates the actions that the counters and whatnot take actually on the board in front of you.
Gotcha. So what made you... what brought about the creation of this game? What kind of inspired you, and how did it really come about?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, because I would say there were a couple of things that inspired it. Thing number one, I mean, I owned a historical board game company for years, and I still enjoy those type of games, but I found that more and more I became interested in fantastical games than I did historical games. Not to the exclusion of historical games. My company actually happens to be just added a new historical game to our lineup. But there's a lot about them that interests me. And there's a lot about science fiction that interests me. And there's a lot about aliens invading Earth. You know, I don't think that has ever been really done justice in films or literature, and maybe not even a game that I can think of, but it probably would come closer in games. So that was my inspiration, is I wanted to do a invading Earth kind of game because I like that. The other thing is I love card-driven games. Even though I designed my own tactical system called Lock and Load, I was very taken with GMT when they released the Combat Commander system, which is a card-driven tactical type game, and it really got me thinking in terms of cards. There's so much you can do with cards that you can't just do with regular rules. There's so much uncertainty that can be worked into a game that creates a lot of tension and fun that you can't just do with rules. So, you know, in short, the two inspirations were I like the idea of an invasion Earth done right, and I like the idea of card-driven tactical games.
No, that's great. I mean, yeah, I always like different viewpoints and everything on what an alien invasion really would be. And a lot of times, yeah, of course, typically in books and movies and so forth, there's always that, you know, the humankind usually ends up on top because that's just what people like to see. But if you really thought about it, you know, if an advanced alien race came and, you know, wanted to set up shop on Earth, there's probably not much we could do. And so it's kind of fun to see the different aspect, like, oh, you know, the humans already lost, and now it's maybe just like a little bunch of rebel factions that are trying to fight back, so forth. So I like that. I can get behind that.
It's interesting to me. One of the things I don't like about alien fiction, let's just call it alien fiction. Normally, like if you take Independence Day, the film, I think that that's pretty typical of what happens. You usually have two types of alien fiction. Alien fiction one is, they come to Earth, okay? Independence Day was like this. War of the Worlds was like this. They invade Earth. There's nothing we can do. I mean, we throw every weapon we have against them. Nothing does anything, okay? Aliens just march around, kill people, eat people, whatever they want to do. Then all of a sudden, we figure out one little thing, and boom, we've won the battle. I mean, how interesting is that? It's not really interesting. So I wanted a game where it was more realistic, and I'm making quotation marks in the air, but but aliens, if they're going to exist on our planet, have to live with our laws of physics. And our laws of physics say that if you fire a 120-millimeter round out of an Abrams tank at nearly the speed of light, it's probably going to punch through something. So it's not like we can't fight back. It's just we probably don't have the technology they have, and that's what this game depicts. The alien tanks, the alien infantry, they're all a little bit better. What we have going on our side for us is, I mean, we have the remnants of the military, so there are things like main battle tanks we have that fight the alien tanks. But we also have, there's something about the aliens and their occupation of Earth that has triggered this special evolution with some humans, and they're called mentals, like M-E-N-T-A-L-S. And these mentals have powers that I probably don't even need to say, because you could probably tell me. Telekinesis, pyrokinesis, mental powers, and just methods to enhance the Earthlings' fight against these aliens. Now, the thing with these powers, to backtrack just a little bit and tell you know, a little bit about the game, basically, each side is a set has a hand of four cards, and at the beginning of your turn, you draw up to four. Okay, great. Now, those cards say just what you would think they would say, Barry. They say fire, they say move, and then there are a certain number of these cards that let you do things like, they're called bullet storm, for example. So if you fire, you can also play a bullet storm on your fire, and it enhances your fire. Or some cards let you dodge incoming fire. You would kind of expect these things. But these mentals have strong powers, but they can only be used if you have a card that reads power on it. And those cards are somewhat rare, and it's always coupled with another action. So, like, you may have a fire card and it says power on it. So your mental, if you have one right then, may not be in a position to use their power, and you want to play that fire card just so one of your infantry units can shoot on an enemy. Yeah, or maybe you want to hold that power card till your mental is in a position, like, for instance, one of the mentals can automatically shake an enemy unit, you know, scare them. But they have to be within three squares of them. So maybe you want to hold on to that card till that unit moves, so you can move that mental up within three squares. So it has those type of, what I call, I mean, to be melodramatic, delicious decisions that I think make a game fun. And to ramble for just a minute, the cards, the mix, it's a 54-card deck, and the mix is set up so although you have those delicious decisions and you can't always do everything you want, there are enough fire and move cards, which are the basic cards, that you aren't sitting there if you have a unit for like hand after hand going, oh, I just want to shoot this dude. No, I mean, you almost always will have a fire card. You almost always have a move card. Occasionally not, but usually by the probabilities you will. I hope that makes sense.
No, it makes sense, totally. So, I mean, it sounds like a very, like, intense, action-packed, you know, fun, strategic game. And that's definitely one thing that drew my eye to it. And so, As of today, when we're recording, there's still about 13 days left. The Kickstarter ends on December 31st, so New Year's Eve, people. So when you're listening to this episode, you still have plenty of time to go check out and back the game. So when the game gets funded, when do you hope to have the finished product out to the public?
By June. Hands down.
By June? By summertime?
Yeah, not to beat this dead horse, but I owned a game publishing company for 6 years. We put out 61 products. So I know how to do this. And I know the state that the game is at right now. I believe that we'll have it to the printers no later than March. It might be as early as February. And the printers would be overseas. So generally that takes about 3 months. So we're looking at June. I feel pretty excited about the project. I feel pretty hopeful that the project will fund. What I would like to see happen is see the project just burst through, shoot through, whatever verb you want to use, all the stretch goals. I mean, because there's some pretty awesome stretch goals there, which includes an entire – the game takes place between these aliens who we've never talked with. They didn't come up and say, surrender or we'll kill you. They just came up and started killing us. And so we call them killers. We've never exchanged a word with them. Then there is one of the stretch goals is for an alien race called the Feroxy, which is Latin for ferocious. And these are creatures that are very animal in appearance, very reptilian in appearance. Like if you took the alien from the Aliens movie, crossed it with a alligator lizard from Southern California, you might get something that kind of looked like a Feroxy. But you can't be – they're also hyper-intelligent. That's kind of their thing. Like they can actually teleport across the board. They can actually manipulate time, which in game terms makes you take back a move that you just took back because they can reset the clock. So their warriors are not as heavily armed. There's a picture of a Feroxy warrior on the Kickstarter. Their warriors can run and usually use all four appendages. But they will have a blade on their front left appendage and a Gatling gun on their front right. So they're pretty ferocious, and you add to that the fact that they can teleport and appear next to you.
That's no good.
it's pretty cool. Of course, again, that'll be one of those powers, so they can't always do it at will. The point of this is that, you know, I feel pretty confident. It looks like we're going to reach the goal. I mean, we're at about 78% now, and we have 13 days left. But what I want to do is just break through all these stretch goals, and one of those stretch goals is Feroxy Warriors. Another stretch goal is additional maps. Another stretch goal are these map tiles that can be put on the maps. If you kind of think of how Ogre did that, when Steve Jackson's Ogre went up, one of the things that they were offering were these special tiles, like Board Game Geek funded some and whatnot. And then the final one is a novella that I would write about the Night of Man universe. So I think there's some reasonably cool stretch goals. I think they're reasonably paced. You know, you're never sure you're doing this right. I just hope that we not only reach funding, but that we're able to reach a few of the stretch goals.
Definitely. So where can people find out more about you and about Night of Man?
Well, that's interesting because that would be in two different places. Night of Man, the easiest place to find out about that would be at our company site, which is Flying Pig Games. And so the website would be just that. It would be www.flyingpiggames.com. And they'll see Night of Man right there on the front page. Of course, they can also go to Kickstarter and search for Night of Man, and the Kickstarter thing will pop right up. For me, I mean, there's a little bit about me on my at Flying Pig Games. They can also go to www.markhwalker.com and kind of see what I've done and haven't done so far in my life.
Awesome. Well, Mark, thanks for coming on the show and telling us a little bit more about Night of Man and getting us a little bit more excited about what the game is. So I would encourage everybody that's listening, definitely go check out the Kickstarter. Go just type in, like Mark said, Night of Man. It's going to pop up. And start backing it so we can get some of those awesome stretch goals as well. So thank you, Mark, for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Barry. It's been a lot of fun talking to you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck in the future and with all your future projects and everything you have.
Okay, thank you. Same to you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.